You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The parasha that we're going to go through, it's a very powerful parashiyot, and it has lots of beautiful direction throughout life. So now, the puzzling matter that we see, the house of Hashem has a very delicate, sensitive measurement. So, like some are complete, some are broken. So one of the matters that is discussed, the Aron HaKodesh is not complete measurement. It's cut in half. You notice? So now the question is, why the place of the Torah, the measurement is not complete? It's all half. So we learn from here, what do we learn? What half represents and not complete? Half represents, it's not complete. So something that is complete, that means it's not broken. So something that is broken, that means it's not complete. Chazak Baruch. So now here, the Aron HaKodesh that represents a Yehudi, that learns Torah, he comes to Tefillah, he does Shacharit, Mincha, put on Tefillin. So now he has to have the attitude that is called to be humble, broken. So how do you know you are humble or not?
You think you are or not.
Oh, beautiful. Very nice. So what's the quality? What's the signs of being humble? No, that's all the message here is. It's half. What does it mean? It's half. What does it mean? What does it mean? Why people complain? When they complain or they're not happy or get angry?
They don't have nothing to know. They think
they know better. Okay, something that you wanted it, like let's say you wanted this here. Yeah. So now it's over there. So that bothers you. Why? Why it bothers you?
It shouldn't be there.
And so now you feel you're half. You're disrespected. Mm-hmm. Now your value depreciated. So like let's say somebody that looks at you and listens to you, you feel good. Right? If he doesn't listen to you and he does something else or sending a text or so, it bothers you. Why? Because you feel half.
You feel half. You're not strong within yourself. You shouldn't worry what other people think about
you. Right, exactly. But here we see the Aron, the measurement is half. Why is half? Because if you are pleased with the half, so then you're a good Yehudi, kosher Yehudi. But if you want exactly the full capacity, so then you don't have the quality after being a good Yehudi. Happened to be a very interesting story about a Gaon, Yehuda Tzadka, the Rosh Yeshiva Porat Yosef, that he was called by Rabbeinu Harav Ben Tzion, Alav Shalom, Tzatzal, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha. He was not feeling well, so he asked Harav Tzadka to go and give the shiur, to give the lecture. So when he went to give the shiur, before he starts, he says, I'd like to give you a little introduction, little story before I start the shiur, give the class. So he said, happened to be two people, they wanted to play chess. So when they set up all the
pieces,
they notice that the king is missing. The king is not there. So now it happened to be there was an empty bottle of Pepsi Cola. So they took the cap and then put it instead of the king. So Arav said that a cap bottle because the king didn't come. So he said, Arav Ben Tzion was not able to come. The king, he sent me there. The cap bottle. You know what that is? The Gaon, Rosh Yeshiva, Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Yosef. He feels as worthless a cap bottle, what the Torah that he had. This is a real Aron HaKodesh. And many times we forget, because, you know, we want it out, I have to have it out, and then matters, you know, aggravates us, we're not happy, you know, we're not satisfied, and then our mind is all disturbed. Why? Because I don't have it, I want it. It's not fair. What's happening here? Look at my mazal. See what happened. And here we see that to be able to be the right vessel to receive the brachot, I mean, I would have expected the most important part of the Mishkan, that is Aaron, to be complete. But here you say, no, it's the other way around. Exactly the other way around. Why? Because that's how the quality of the Aaron should be. Half. Broken. Broken. That's how he makes it a vessel to receive the blessing. And the point here is that many times we go through these scenarios that we feel broken. And he has to give you such a joy. Wow, I'm a kosher vessel now. Amen. I'm a kosher vessel now. All the brachot is going to shower.
Amen.
Yeah. See what that is? And you have to thank people to give you this feeling. You have to appreciate people that give you such a feeling. They make you kosher, such a craftsmanship, you know. Shem Zakeno.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.